Hello, gutter people. Welcome to your award-winning Gutter Thursday edition. I've only got two guests today, but what two guests they are. John Gibbons and Neil Atkinson, and joining me to discuss a whole knot heap of rumours because there are no fresh links. We can still talk about the old links because they are ongoing sagas. We can also talk about what we think the remainder of this window holds for Liverpool. It's only got, I think I'm writing, 25 days left until it slams shut. I actually thought as a sort of exercise, because we often sort of say we think this will happen or this won't happen, but 5 days left, right, as Liverpool fans now, trying to be objective about it, boys, right? I'm gonna ask you both. If there was big money at stake, like a big £1 million prize for getting this right, what do you actually think will happen within a reasonable degree of accuracy? I'm not asking for fees, but who will Liverpool sign significantly, not like youth kids, and who will they significantly let go between now and the end of the window? And if there was £1 million prize, we're utterly puerile about this juxtaposition, this theoretical exercise, but what do you think's going to happen? We're pretty late, so you get to a point where you've got to be right in your own mind, I think. John, you first.
I think Wijnaldum will go. I think Thiago will come in. And I think they'll end up doing something forwardy late, I think, is what will end up happening.
And they'll pull it off.
Well, I think they'll be working on it now, but I just think it'll be something that ends up happening quite late. That's what I think will end up happening. Who that sort of forward is, I'm not sure. Obviously, the Sarr rumours are the strongest. It wouldn't surprise me if that's the one they sort of managed to get off the over the line. I think that's the that feels to me. If I'm trying to get this £1 million, which I'm now desperate for, I'm
It's a
spending it
lot
in
of
my head
money, John.
already.
It's
I'm
a lot of
spending it in
money.
my head already, Rob. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to get at. But thinking about the £1 million, you can't be wrong. You can't think they can't just fuck Sarah. Okay, I'll put it to you, Neil. Given the vagaries in the market, but given what the information that's out there, do you agree, John, or do you have your own pitch at the million that you think will steal it from under his nose?
I think it's you've almost got to start with
Share it.
what will they do out. I mean, we might share it, me and John, but let's start with what they will do out. In that, I think, to me, this Brewster thing feels, whether I like it or not, because I don't like it as a principle, but football's
We will
different.
talk about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel as though what they might be thinking of doing is if they can get cash in for Brewster, if they can get cash in for Brewster, then what they may well do is do Brewster for cash, and then maybe do Grujic to somebody a bit on the never never. There's a thing on the, no, but there's a thing that they can't have overseas players. They can't
Yeah.
have an unbelievable number of overseas players. This is a problem. They need to shift an overseas player off, and they can't say to Grujic that they're not playing him all season because it'll just kill his value.